This show's live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. We have a very full show for you today. We've got some young players from the Urbana Pops Orchestra, which is giving its second concert of this first season, Saturday evening at Lincoln Square in Urbana. And we also have with us the concertmaster, who is a teacher of some of these students. Her name's Tamara Gingold, teaches strings at Urbana High School. And then we'll be talking a bit about the Champaign Music Festival, which is Friday and Saturday in downtown Champaign, and also talking with one of the guest performers at the festival, Dudley Owens, who brings his organ trio to the festival tomorrow night. Hope you'll stay tuned for Live and Local. We heard some performances by pianist Rich Ridenour with the Grand Rapids Symphony conducted by John Varano. We heard first Lacuona's Malagueña, and then the Root Beer Rag by someone whose last name is Joel. I don't know if that's Billy or not. And then the Pumpkin Eater's Little Fugue from a disc called Piano Pops with Rich Ridenour and the Grand Rapids Symphony here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And that's by way of introduction to the Urbana Pops Orchestra, which is giving its second concert this Saturday at Lincoln Square in Urbana. And it's going to be called Urbana Pops Plays Broadway. And it features Tamara Gingold, April Cleveland, and the cast of Once Upon a Mattress from the 2010 youth theater production from the Urbana Park District. And Tamara is here. She is the concertmaster of the orchestra. She also is the orchestra director at Urbana High School and has brought with her some of the younger members of the Urbana Pops Orchestra, some of whom I know one of whom does play in her orchestra, one of whom did play in her orchestra some years ago, and one of whom is at Centennial High School. And in order, those are the violist Andreas Ruiz-Gert, and cellist Martin Laufhutte, and another cellist, Joshua Farrar, who was on the show not long ago. Was it just last weekend already? 2 weeks ago, yeah. With the ISYM, a string quartet from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program. And also another member of the orchestra who does not have an instrument with her, whose name I just forgot. I asked you earlier, and then I forgot it.
It's Sarah Seidelman.
Sarah Seidelman. And what do you play in the orchestra?
I play violin, and I was actually a former student of Tamara's at Urbana High School.
How about that? And where's your violin?
It's at home. I didn't realize that they were playing, and I didn't know.
Well, we didn't either, so that's why we were a little delayed this morning trying to whip the studio together, but we're glad you're here. So, Tamara, how did you manage to get these particular students, and were you the one responsible for bringing them into the orchestra?
I have a big part in that. These students are wonderful students in the respect that we're all of us are always looking for opportunities to share our music with the community, as well as this particular Urbana Pops Orchestra, where it's a really, really wonderful group because, as you know, there's professionals, but we have a lot of young students in there. So I did recruit a lot of these students. I believe Andreas actually did the audition process, but due to not having many string players audition, I took it upon myself to seek valuable string players in the community.
And, of course, some of them you happen to know pretty well.
Yes, I do. Yeah,
as it happens. Well, and it looked to me when I saw the first concert, which was last month, June 12th, that the youngest members were in the string section.
Yes.
And most of the rest are either, as you said, professionals or college students, some graduate
Correct.
Students. Yes. Even had a past member of the New York Philharmonic in the horn section. He's also
yes.
a future member of the, well, he's a new member of the St. Louis Symphony. So
that's correct.
No slouch there. but, why don't, well, let's see. It's, Sarah, I got to write this down. I started to write this down earlier. since you don't have an instrument and won't get to speak with your instrument, what was the experience like first time around?
It was actually really interesting. I wasn't expecting it to be quite as intense as it was, but I think it really helped push me to want to play even better with the short amount of time that we had to get the music together, and just made me more determined to want to do the best that I could to give a great first concert, with it being the first year of the Pops Orchestra for the community. So.
And what was that short amount of time?
It's about 2 weeks, I want to say.
2 weeks of rehearsals?
Yeah, 2 weeks of rehearsals, a couple of sectionals.
Three rehearsals total. Yeah. Tamara's holding up three fingers.
Yeah.
So in other words, three rehearsals.
Yeah,
it wasn't
three rehearsals and then a lot of practicing.
You had 2 weeks with the music yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what did you find was more intense? Just the putting it together in that short period of time?
That and just the number of notes that there were. I mean, with the pieces that we were playing, there were an insane amount of notes. And so trying to get all those under my fingers.
So, Andreas, how does this compare to your experience recently in the Urbana High School Orchestra?
They're both very challenging and fun. So I think it was nice to be able to, after school ended, it was nice to be able to still play in an orchestra. That was very profound.
And how about that number of notes? Did you find the same thing in the viola section?
Yes, while usually the violas have a little less notes than the violinists, this time it was fairly even.
Yeah, so that was a challenge. Well, plus the fact that in high school orchestra you're rehearsing every day, right?
Yeah.
And it's the same music for quite a long period of time. So did that make it simply more intense or more fun or...
Both
of those things? I know when I was playing, I liked the ones where you sight read and then play. You know, both as a singer and as a horn player, that was my idea of rehearsing. Of course, as a conductor, I wouldn't say the same thing. You guys brought something to play. What is that? I mean, since you have your instruments, and
we are going
you might
to
as well do
play
something.
A tango.
And is this something that is going to be on the concert, or just something you just happen to have in your
no,
gig bag?
No, the four of us actually played at the Cherry Jam yesterday at Urbana Free Library.
Oh, you did?
And we met a time before, and we put several things together, and this was one of them.
Okay.
So we've rehearsed it a few times, and we thought we'd share it with you.
So about as many times as the Pops rehearses, you've rehearsed this piece and some others.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes. This music's not as difficult as the music in the Pops Orchestra. And I do have to kind of give a shout out to the string players in there, because they are very young, a lot of them. And the first concert, even for myself, was very challenging. And so with this next concert, the string players have really, really upped it a notch. We added another sectional. Students are working on the music at home, and so I'm real excited to share with the community on Saturday, as I hope you guys are too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And who wrote this tango that we're going to hear?
McLean.
And
Michael McLean.
And it's Tamara Gingold on the violin, Andreas Ruiz-Gert on the viola, and two cellists with us. And Martin, are you playing? You're faking the second violin part, is that it?
I'm actually going to be faking the second violin
on the cello, Martin Laufota and Joshua Farrar. Live on Live and Local. Thank you. tango by Michael McLean, right?
Correct.
Played here by members of the Urbana Pops Orchestra, Tamara Gingold, who is also orchestra director at Urbana High School, and two cellists with us on the show, Martin Laufhutte and Joshua Farrar, and violist Andreas Ruiz-Gert, and not playing at the moment, but joining in spirit, violinist Sarah Seidelman, who is also a member of the Pops Orchestra. What's on the program for Saturday? I know it's called Pops Plays Broadway, but...
Oh, there's so much music. I think all of us can contribute. So why don't we just go around the circle?
Each of you name one piece.
Okay. I'll take my favorite, Wicked. Selections from Wicked.
The
music.
Oh, from Fiddle on the Roof,
yeah,
okay.
And there's some stuff there's a lot. Candide, right?
Candide, there you go. All right,
Overture
so you.
Candide.
Martin's been fed his answer. All right.
Yeah. Andres, the Sound of Music.
Sound of Music.
The Lion King.
And the Lion King.
Stars and Stripes.
Yeah. You know,
the Alto's Lament, which features a vocalist. It's
that's
actually
April Cleveland.
Yeah, very entertaining. We got to hear Steve Larson sing it for us, the young Steve Larson, and it was a riot. He's very good.
And
very
he's conducting
good.
All of the concert
well,
or some of the concert?
Well, he's playing the keyboard. I believe he's conducting that one, the Alto's Lament. I guess we'll find out tonight.
Yeah.
And then Daniel Sutherland is
the
music
main
director
conductor.
And will be conducting the rest of the concert. Well, it's a free concert this Saturday at noon at Lincoln Square in Urbana, the Urbana Pops Orchestra, their second concert. This is their first year around. And then will you all be playing the summer theater production, youth theater production? Or you don't know yet?
I am.
You are?
It hasn't been decided, but I'm inviting all of you to play it.
There you go. If you didn't know, you've just now been invited to Summer Youth Theater Production, which we'll no doubt hear more about on this show later in the month, July 28th to 31, from the Urbana Park District. Well, we've got two other segments of the show today. It's, I promised, a very full one, and we'll be talking in just a few moments about the Champaign Music Festival and then hearing from one of the guest artists on the festival coming down from Chicago. Dudley Owens brings his jazz band to the show, to downtown Chicago tomorrow night. Not downtown, he's from Chicago, downtown Champaign tomorrow night. And I thank you all for coming in, and it sounded great.
Yeah, could I add one thing?
Quick, yeah.
You know, families with children are really, I encourage everybody to come. I bring my kids. In fact, my son, my oldest son, 14 years old, he's my stand partner. But I have two younger children, 4 and 6, and they really enjoyed the first concert. And, you know, since it's in Lincoln Square, you can get up and walk.
Yeah.
You
I enjoyed it, too.
Some food to eat. Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Join all the mall walkers.
The mall walkers.
Who will no doubt be passing through. As the concert goes on. Well, thanks for coming in, and should be a great concert on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Our programs today on WYLL-FM are made possible with support from Eastern Rug Gallery, offering over 1,000 guaranteed hand-knotted Oriental and Persian rugs to complement any decor. Eastern Rug Gallery also offers a cleaning and repair service. Eastern Rug Gallery, 1402 South Neal Street in Champaign. It's live and local on FM 90.9. And you're listening to the local group, Desafinado, who play a lot of bossa nova, other Brazilian music. They're going to be among the performers at the Champaign Music Festival, which is happening in downtown Champaign Friday and Saturday, an extremely full 2 days of music making as well as other kinds of activities, very family-friendly activities, lots of different music represented on the schedule. With us today on this portion of the show, Laisha Medards, who is a project manager for the City of Champaign and also obviously working with this festival, and Robert Dodd, who's former mayor of Champaign and also helping with the festival. And thank you both for coming in on really quite short notice.
Thank you for You're having welcome. Us.
Yeah, I was kind of on my radar, and then it went off my radar, and there's so many things going on. It would have been great to actually have a whole week of performances from some of the groups, but we do have one of the performers who's going to be coming up on the show, Dudley Owens of Dudley Owens Jazz Band, who's playing tomorrow night. Why don't you just tell us, am I correct, this is the first Champaign Music Festival?
The Park District has an annual downtown music festival, but this is the first real Champaign, the city of Champaign sponsored, and a much more expanded festival than ever before.
And what prompted the decision to have one of these?
This is a birthday party. City of Champaign is 150 years old. We're celebrating it from March of this year and to March of next year. And we really wanted something that the community could come, participate in, and have it so reflective of the diversity and all the just the type of community that we have. And so if you look at the type of music, it is a very diverse group, type of variety of everything that you could imagine. In the community 150 years ago when they had celebrations, there was music. And there has continued to be music for celebrations ever since. We want the community to have a big birthday party surrounded by music.
Yeah, well, and you've got everything from DJs, which of course are ever present in the bars around town and the various music clubs, to jazz, to rock, to punk, and well, Brazilian we just heard. There's a number of world music groups I see. The Champaign-Urbana Symphony is going to be represented.
Bluegrass, rock, Dixieland jazz, a whole array of music. So we're really excited about the opportunity.
So who was responsible for coming up with these selections?
Well, we have a special events committee for 150th, and Park District spearheaded this celebration. For the course of the year, we have three signature events. So this second event was spearheaded by the Champaign Park District, and there's a committee. Wart Gollins, who works on the committee, was primarily responsible for getting these groups together and contacting them and making sure that we just had a good array of music that could speak to so many different segments of the community, and he did a really good job of that.
Well, he's been doing it for so long. He books acts for, the Cowboy Monkey and High Dive in downtown Champaign, and he's been booking acts for forever. He was on this show last summer, brought in some recordings. There's not only music, but there's also particularly on Saturday a lot of other activities.
Absolutely.
You want to run down some of those for us?
Sure. We have an instrument petting zoo. You have the opportunity to play Rock Band for free. There's an opportunity for up to 16 people to even play at a time, a karaoke stage with a DJ. We have a caricature artist. I keep getting caught up on that word. That'll be there. Doing drawings for free, face painting, balloons. We'll be selling 150th commemorative items. We'll also have some other opportunities under the 150th tent for people to take part in some other activities.
And it's a family event. That's the goal. The goal was to make it a gigantic picnic for the community. We're going to have birthday cake, and we're going to celebrate across the downtown.
And where will the birthday cake be found, and when?
The birthday cake is going to be given 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, that type of thing. And it's going to be at the corner of Main and Walnut, and that's where the 150th tent and the central point for us is.
Well, it's going to be an endless supply of birthday cakes.
An endless supply. We have 4,000 pieces that was sponsored by County Market, and they'll be delivering them to us at certain times during the day. So.
And I gather it won't be ice cream cake.
It won't be ice cream cake. It won't be ice cream cake.
It would be birthday soup.
Yes.
We're not going to put 150 candles on, though.
No.
Well,
you'd have to do it every time.
Yes.
I think you've got to. But then again, you'd have to replace those candles every time the cake was gone.
That might be a project.
That's a job for you, Mr. Dodd.
Thank you.
That's responsibility.
Although I'm sure you'll have plenty of jobs as you wander around. As former mayor, what would you say are some of the highlights of culturally speaking, of the time that you were mayor?
Well, one of the things is we opened the street that we're going to celebrate on was a blocked-off street, and one of my big celebrations is the fact that we opened that street back up. These Main Street coming through downtown. Mm-hmm. And what has changed is downtown has become an entertainment zone, and that started in the 80s because we started a redevelopment from retail. And now there is so much music and so much activity downtown and office development downtown that it's alive at night. It's alive on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. And it's a gathering place for people. And that began in the 80s.
You know, earlier on the show, I was just in introducing that you guys are going to be coming and talking with us. I made a slip and referred to it as downtown Chicago.
Uh-oh.
And although it isn't, and I suspect the slip was in part because there are so many activities now available every day, night of the week, mm-hmm. that it's sort of like this mini metropolitan
right,
area.
There's a new term for it, like macro-urban, or somebody's...
The micro-urban.
Micro-urban. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Champaign is, and Champaign-Urbana, and the university combination makes a tremendous micro-urban community with so many variety of people and types of lives and activities. There's something for everyone. We don't have to drive to Chicago to see music and plays and sports. There's a tremendous life here that this reflects.
And if I may jump in with what Dodd was saying, is that we have an opportunity also during the festival to share your Champaign memories and just speak to exactly what he's talking about and how, you know, the city has evolved in a way where people, while it's viewed as being transient, it's really a community that's been together for some time, and why people stay and what do you like about Champaign and why do you still want to be here and raise your family here. We hope to capture some of those memoirs, some of those expressions on tape downtown during the music festival also. And there will be a video camera set up where people can actually just sit down and share their memories and their thoughts about Champaign City.
And that'll be also under the tent somewhere?
Yes, yes.
And Alicia hit on a very major point as we discussed how we were going to celebrate the 150th anniversary, is the fact that we want to bring a new image that says Champaign is united. There are problems, there are conflicts, there are differences, but we want to set the foundation for a future that there's a not just a transient community, but there is a community, a city of Champaign, mm-hmm. which we have pride in, which we share, which we build.
Absolutely.
And of course, many of the people, and I assume by transient you're referring to the university, that so many people come in and out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so many people come in and don't become part of the community very much. We want to create an atmosphere that says you are part of the community. This is a special community.
And then, of course, there's many people who do come in, like myself, and the thought they were going to be transient, and then end up staying for almost 20 years.
Right.
So far.
and that is very true. That so many of the university people, graduates, want to become a permanent part of the community. Mm-hmm. We probably don't have enough jobs, but we keep trying to create more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the idea, and there's just so many opportunities for musicians to play, and therefore so many opportunities for listeners to hear music. I'm just going to run down some of the acts that I'm looking at here. Bodacious String Band is playing on Saturday. The Feudin' Hillbillies, mm-hmm. Kilbourne Alley Blues Band, they've been around for a while. A group called, there's some storytellers called Lonely Trailer. Curious about that. The band Hum is reunifying itself again to be on here. We mentioned the Champaign Urbana Symphony, De Sofonado. Recycled Rhythms is a bunch of younger people, especially working with Chad Dunn, pulling all kinds of, turning any kind of thing you can bang into an instrument. Rumba Nabizo, Beat Kitchen, funk group, Finchley Boys getting back together again. tons of fun band. I mean, I could just keep going. New Orleans mm-hmm. Jazz Machine. It's an incredible amount of music here. If somebody wants to see the whole rundown and get more details, what should they do, Laisha?
They can go to champaign150.com. There's a full map and listing of the bands that'll be playing on the day. You can check out where the locations will be for not only Saturday, but for Friday also, because there will be bands playing in 11 different establishments on Friday evening.
Including Dudley Owens and his jazz band, mm-hmm. and we'll be talking with him in a matter of moments. Here on Live and Local, my guest for this portion, project manager for the City of Champaign, Laisha Medards, and the former mayor of Champaign, Robert Dodd, both of them helping in the organization of this 150th year celebration for the city and the Champaign Music Festival this weekend, Friday and Saturday. It's champaign150.com for complete information. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Dudley Owens, who is a jazz saxophonist, has his own jazz band, and they're going to be participating in the Champaign Music Festival Friday night at Cafe Luna on the patio. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, and that is from 8 to 10 p.m. Dudley is up in Chicagoland, so will be one of the guest performers on this festival this weekend. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Talk to me a little bit about how you got going with the saxophone. Were you always a jazz player, or did you do some other things as well?
Well, when I was little, I remember having a Bozo drum set. So originally I wanted to play drums.
Bozo as in the clown?
Yes. So I used to play around with that, and then my oldest brother and sister were in band. And so when I went to their concerts, I tell the director I wanted to play drums, and then they handed me a snare drum, and that was it. I said, no, I don't want to do that.
You wanted to do drums, plural, lots of drums.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I was happening to watch TV, and I saw Branford Marsalis playing on TV, so I said, that's what I want to play. And so when it came time to audition for a band in fifth grade, that's what I went for. And I've been playing ever since.
So did you start jazz pretty early, or was it mostly band music and whatever they did? You took private lessons or not?
No, well, we started jazz band in seventh grade. So I started in that, and my father, he's an avid jazz listener. He doesn't play, so I was always hearing it. But I didn't start taking lessons until college. Yeah, so all of my teachers were the jazz greats, like Charlie Parker and Joe Henderson, Cannonball Adderley, you know, people like that my father used to listen to. So,
well, I've heard that and read that about that many jazz players, that's the way you learn. You just listen to records and more than somebody teaching you do this and do that.
Yes, I mean the jazz language, just like any language, like when you're a child, you're imitating what you're hearing people around you say. So that's the best way to learn. So that's really the only authentic way to really immerse yourself into the jazz language, is by listening to the greats that have perfected the language.
You went to a University of North Florida, and was that, you said you started the lessons there. Again, was that strictly jazz? Did you do any quote-unquote classical playing?
Yes, I did classical playing, but it was mostly jazz. That's really was my biggest influence, and I guess that for me going towards that genre of music was a greater market, because I mean, for classical saxophone, it's not really a big market for it, and if there's in a symphony, there's usually one saxophonist in there that's doubling on other instruments.
Are you originally from Chicago?
Yes.
And ended up way down in Florida and then came right back?
Yes. When I went down to Florida, it was my senior year, I came down with pneumonia.
Ooh.
Yes. So that's when I moved back here and got married and been playing ever since, because for a while I stopped playing, and then my wife talked me back into playing again.
Well, good for her. And you've had some pretty nice experiences. I'm looking at your bio from your website, and you list some folks that you've played with. Was that all while you were at the university, or has that been since? Monkey Green, John Faddis, Slide Hampton, these are some names that you and I recognize.
Yeah, I mean, that's been since. Said I was hosting, also I was hosting the jam, the late night jam session at the Jazz Showcase on Friday and Saturdays after the National Act. So Sometimes some of the artists would come and sit in with us. Like we had Joey DeFrancesco came and sat in with us, Marcus Belgrave and his wife. So we have had a good time.
So when you say you hosted the Jazz Showcase, what does that mean?
Well, I was the leader of the jam session. So the Jazz Showcase is the second oldest jazz club in the United States, next to the Village Vanguard. So all of the national acts, when they come to Chicago, that's the club that they play at.
That's where they go.
Yeah.
And how did you land that gig as hosting that?
Well, like I said, I used to go down there all the time, and some of the people would let me sit in, like Donald Harrison would let me sit in with him and other acts. And so me and Wayne and Joe built up a relationship, and Wayne, that's Joe Siegel's son, he called me up and asked me if I would be willing to host the jam session.
And Joe Siegel is the one who runs the Jazz Showcase?
Yes.
When did you start having your own band?
Oh, well, I started with my own group about 3 years ago, because I was playing with other groups. I used to play with the Dave Matthews tribute band. Used to tour with them, and so I wanted to play my own arrangements and things like that. So that's when I decided to find fellow musicians that's trying to go the direction that I'm going.
And what direction would you say that is?
The old and the new. The reason I say that, because a lot of times, a lot of musicians have let go of the swing aspect. A lot of things has become, well, let me show you how much chops that I have, this the newest lick that I've learned. And so I'm really into the older musicians, like Coleman Hawkins and things like that. So a lot of musicians I play with, they're really into that. But also are able to do the newer things that's going on now. And we combine both of those together.
Well, it sounds like, for example, this first tune I think we might play, Ellen and Stella's Groove. It does seem to, I mean, groove seems to be the right word there. It almost sounds a little more like funk through part of this.
Yes. It was a song that I wrote for my grandmothers. I said if they had a theme song, that would be their theme song.
I was going to ask who Ellen and Stella were, and now we know.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear some of this. Is this your full band, the Dudley Owens Jazz Band?
Yes.
And what's the instrumentation? Is it a big band or?
Well, on that group it was a sextet, but for this Friday it would be my organ trio.
So organ and sax and?
Drums.
And drums.
Yes.
Well, here we go, the Dudley Owens Jazz Sextet, I guess we should say, Ellen and Stella's Groove, and this is your own composition?
Yes.
Dudley Owens here on Live and Local. Ellen and Stella's Groove by Dudley Owens, played by the Dudley Owens Jazz Band, sextet format in the case of this recording. And he is going to be bringing his organ trio down to play as part of the Champaign Music Festival during the Friday night music crawl tomorrow night at Cafe Luna, downtown Champaign. That's from 8 to 10. There's all kinds of other things going on, as we heard earlier on the show. And Dudley Owens, my guest here on Live and Local for this portion of the show. When you are combining the old and the new, as you say, do you have to then select your musicians carefully? You know, specifically looking for people who want to do that kind of thing, or do they just kind of fall in the groove once they join with you?
Well, we all just fall together. I mean, we've been playing with each other for so long that we know what basically what each other is thinking. So a lot of times the songs that I write fit for that particular person. So that's...
You mean whoever your instrumentation is?
Yes.
Well, they used to say, I'm sure many band leaders have done this, but they used to say Duke Ellington would do that where, you know, he'd write a tune and it was for a very specific player. And so when subsequent people would play that tune, I guess they have to sort of either just go off and do clearly their own thing or else kind of fit in the style that player did. So how often do you have people who have come in and out of your group, like you might have to replace somebody with somebody else?
Well, lately, it usually has been consistent. At one point, everyone was so spread out. And now, I mean, it's funny how people would move to Chicago and be in the same style that you've been looking for. Like my drummer, he's originally from Fort Wayne, but he went to school in North Carolina, and he moved to Chicago when he went to Northern Illinois for his grad studies. And so we've been playing a lot together, and his influences are the same influences as mine. And with my keyboard, my piano player, we used to play in the Dave Matthews tribute band together. And I've always loved organ because my father used to play Jimmy Smith and Dr. Lonnie Smith and people like that. So I really was into organ, and actually organ is his main instrument. So a lot of the grooves and things, he gets into that, but he also a piano player because I was in the Train, so he was really into McCoy Tyner. So with songs like Roots, it has that influence, so everyone can gel together.
So is the pianist then from your sextet also the organist in the trio that you're bringing to Champaign?
Yes.
And what's his name?
Justin Dillard.
Justin Dillard. And who's your drummer?
His name is Cliff Wallace.
And so they're both Chicagoans as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, let's go out with the tune you just mentioned, Roots. That's with a Z at the end. Any particular reason for that?
Well, it just the song has an origin feel. So it just feel like that's my roots. So that's why I named it Roots.
Yeah, origin meaning back to the original kind of music you began listening to?
Yes.
Under your father's influence, sort of, or at least the influence of his record collection.
Yes.
Roots. And this is your own tune as well?
Yes.
It's the Dudley Owens Jazz, and this is the sextet? Or is this a different group yet?
Well, this one I had a special guest on there, Tim Warfield.
And his instrument is?
He's a saxophone also.
Okay.
Yes. He's Grammy nominated. He's been playing with a lot of the greats also. He's been with Christian McBride and Nicholas Payton. He also has his own things, so.
You've got some nice guys you had a chance to play with.
Yes. And I also had Ernie Adams on drums on that song.
On this tune. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, he's the drummer. He was the drummer with Ramsey Lewis and Al DiMeola.
Well, that says something about your playing, that you're able to attract these guys to work with you.
Yes. I'm very thankful that they was willing to play with me.
Well, and the folks in Champaign can get to hear Dudley Owens tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10 p.m. at Cafe Luna, downtown Champaign, part of the Champaign Music Festival. So we'll go out with this tune called Roots by Dudley Owens. Thanks for joining us, and we'll look forward to having you down here tomorrow night.
All right, look forward. forward to being there.